Well, hi, and welcome to Healing Quest. I'm Judy Brooks.
And I'm Roy Walkenhorst. Our focus here on Healing Quest is holistic wellness and the latest in mind-body techniques to help us live longer, healthier, and happier.
Well, it's been very hot. I feel like every week we start the show with, oh my gosh, it's been so hot this week.
Except this week we're going to do something about it because we have wonderful information about something that probably many of our listeners out there and maybe my lovely wife here has to deal with in situations like this, because when it gets hot, we tend to grab a cold drink or ice cream, and that in some cases leads to brain freeze. Mm-hmm. And we have information about how to handle that. Now, I'm not going to tell you now what it is. It's later in the show, but you won't want to miss what I found out about handling brain freeze.
And today we have a very special guest on the show. I'm super excited about this. Gary Zukav, who wrote The Seat of the Soul and many other books about the soul. And he's prolific. And he's actually going to be in Sacramento, well, in Folsom at the Harris Center on the 12th of August. And so we're going to find out from him what he's going to talk about then.
If you've not heard of him, there's one amazing fact that you told me.
And that is that
Oprah went, first of all, he's on Oprah's show like 30 or 40 times.
No, about 36 times.
Something like that. She has said that if she could only have one book with her in her life, it would be a book he wrote.
It would be The Seat of the Soul. Yes. Yeah, so
that's
pretty high praise. So anyway, so you're definitely going to stick around for that because it's going to be very exciting.
And we're going to have somebody here in the studio in a minute to talk about the benefits of living in an urban forest like the one that Sacramento's famous for. We really believe on the value of a strong connection with nature. And it's good not just for the environment. It's good for us as humans. Well, that's true. More true than ever. And we'll find out why, and we'll find out about some new information, a big scientific study involving Sacramento that's been done.
How trees are really healthy for us beyond, you know, everything else wonderful that they do on the
trees
planet.
Take care of humans.
Yes, they do. I love it. But first, we have some natural health news to pass along. A new study from England says that shortchanging yourself on sleep, and you know, we've talked about sleep on the show before and how important it is, but this study shows that if you don't get enough sleep, it may show up in your waistline.
Oh, boy, that'll get your attention. So this comes from the University of Leeds, and the researchers there found that people who sleep only 6 hours a night are more likely to be overweight and obese than people who get the recommended 7 to 9 hours. And they say people who don't get enough sleep tend to have problems with blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar, and thyroid function.
Yes, this study also found that the short sleepers were, I like that, the short sleepers, the ones that only slept maybe 5 or 6 hours a night, were on average that they had an extra inch around their waist than the people who got the recommended amount of sleep. So, you know, those are all good reasons to get those extra 2 hours of sleep.
You don't want to be a short and stout sleeper, so, you know. Next, remember when Popeye was wolfing down a can of spinach and singing, "I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish because I eats me spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man." Well, it turns out that spinach was good not only for Popeye's muscles, but also for his brain.
A study at the University of Illinois Champaign-Urbana has found that lutein, it's a nutrient found in green leafy vegetables like spinach. They help us really stay cognitively fit. So I like that. Researchers found that adults with higher levels of lutein had brain activity that was similar to that of younger adults.
Hmm.
Lutein is a nutrient that the body doesn't make on its own, so it must be acquired through your diet.
Now, good sources of lutein are avocados and eggs, along with green leafy vegetables like kale and, of course, spinach. So thanks for the tips, Popeye.
We often talk here on Healing Quest about the big benefits of a strong connection to nature. And a major study out of Canada has just provided dramatic new evidence of that. The study focused on 6 Aboriginal communities in northern Ontario, all of which had very similar histories of trauma and natural disasters. And 5 of these suffered from depression and suicide and substance abuse and other mental health issues.
But what's really remarkable about this study is one community was, in the words of the researchers, thriving. And what they found there was that the single most important factor in that community's better mental health was having a strong and deep connection to the land.
Hmm. Well, they interviewed the Aboriginals about their life, and the study's author says connection to the land was interwoven through all of their responses about why their community was doing so well. It's more evidence of the powerful benefit of being connected to nature.
I was really struck by the fact that this was a perfect control group. They had 6 communities all experiencing the same stuff. five of them were really struggling and one wasn't. So what a perfect way to analyze. And the results of that analysis were connection to nature is really important, which, of course, reminds me of what's coming up next here on Healing Quest.
Well, it's often been said that we live in an urban forest here in Sacramento because Sacramento is the city of trees. Well, it turns out that those trees are literally keeping the people who live in that forest healthy.
We're going to find out about that with somebody from the Sacramento Tree Foundation that's going to explain how that happens and what we can do to actually make the benefits of that connection with nature through our trees in the urban forest even more powerful for all of us who live here in the Sacramento region.
Okay. And don't forget, a podcast of this and other Healing Quest shows are available at kfbk.com and on the iHeartRadio app and at healingquest.tv. And also, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We love your comments on Facebook, and it helps us know what you guys want to hear.
I'm Roy Walkenhorst.
And I'm Judy Brooks. You're listening to Healing Quest on KFBK and iHeartRadio.